This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Via our toll-free numbers here on New Year's Eve with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Enjoy the features we have for you on the website, which include your ability to actually control the content. So not only can you control the topic of Free Talk Live on the air by calling in, you can also control the content on our website by participating. It's a Reddit-based front page there where you can vote up or down on the stories you like or dislike. You can also submit new content right there. So if you find a news piece or a video or something outrageous or funny or whatever that you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it to freetalklive.com and then other listeners can vote it up or down. So go and get interactive, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to get back into the discussion we had earlier about immigration, because I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
And you'd mentioned supply and demand when it comes to immigrants. I definitely want to get back into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, while I was digging around there during the news break after we had had the discussion about Muhammad and Muslims in the last segment, it was kind of coming off the top of our heads, and I wanted to get a little bit more of a firm statement about what do Orthodox Muslims believe about peace? What does the Quran and Muhammad, what do they actually teach about peace, as opposed to what you hear on Fox News or various different talking heads shows and talk radio? But let's go first to Meadville, Pennsylvania, where Jason is on the line, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, it's Jason from Meadville.
Oh, it's Meadville. All right, welcome.
Yes. I guess I could give a little shout out to a local establishment here. It might be right up your guys' alley if you're ever in the area. 1776 Bar and Grill.
We don't generally do shout outs.
Yeah, we generally don't do shout outs because most people don't know where you're talking about or who you might be talking about.
Yeah. Well, this is a real nice place that's got their heads right where you guys seem to be.
Cool.
And anyway, I was wondering what – I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you, I think.
Well, you sound just fine, so if you just want to go ahead, we'll listen to you.
I'm watching you on YouTube, and things are upstate. Anyway, I was just wondering –
Yeah, you can't listen to us. I'm sorry to interrupt. You can't listen on YouTube if you're on the phone, so you have to listen to your phone in order to actually have a meaningful conversation with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was watching you.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway,
I
got a lot of think there. Anyway, real
yep.
quick. What do you guys think about the Liberty Movement this year as far as, things like I've been hearing a lot about, freedom of speech being under attack on, various web platforms and by the establishment. And I haven't heard you two ring in on that.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you talking about what happened in 2016 or predictions for what will happen in 2017? Okay, so
specifically, what freedom of speech on what web platforms threatened by
Facebook,
which establishment?
Like, for instance, like Facebook, I've heard that they're taking stories that don't fit the mainstream establishment narrative, being pushed down in news feeds, various entities being set up to determine what is real news and what's fake news, which could potentially affect the voice of folks like yourself.
I heard about that.
The average person.
There's a lot of, and here's the irony, there's a lot of fake news about the fake news situation.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what Facebook and Google and a couple of other outlets have said is that if they're able to determine things that are actually passing off fake news as if it's legitimate, they are going to remove them from their advertising platforms.
Mm-hmm.
so that, you know, if you're, and I saw a story about some 15-year-old kid that lives in Eastern Europe that runs a bunch of fake news websites where they're not trying to be satire. So there's a huge difference between, you know, say, The Onion that is satire.
Right.
And these outlets that are 13 WCBJ Cleveland, that there is no, you know,
outlet. Those call letters don't exist.
Right. And I don't know if those call letters exist for Cleveland, but, you know, like, somebody will make up a site that looks like a legitimate news site and just put off, you know, absolutely fake stories, but some people will believe it. And then there's the sensationalist sort of stuff like InfoWars, and some people will say, you know, like the Free Thought Project and other stuff, to where they kind of use clickbaity headlines and they'll, you know, sort of sensationalize the actual story. So those are three completely different categories, and they've been reported. If you actually read the report, and a lot of people would cite, oh, there was a report by this journalism professor that said blah, blah, blah. And the journalism professor notated that these are three different categories of stuff that's not mainstream media. But people saw that and said, they've got The Onion and InfoWars on the same thing, so they're saying that InfoWars is satire. No, that's not what was said at all. So there's a lot of misinformation about,
a lot of misreporting.
Right. And I think some of it is intentional misreporting to get people all riled up. So
I think that people should be free to make their own minds up. If they want to believe crazy, kooky stuff, they're going to find out that that was the wrong road to walk down sooner or later. But I want everything to be able to come through. You know, like I don't need some central bureau deciding whether or not Free Talk Live should be allowed on YouTube.
And there's not going to be a central bureau deciding whether or not Free Talk Live is allowed to have a website or, you know.
Well, he said on YouTube. Video. He said on YouTube. Right. And certainly YouTube can cut your account anytime they want to. And so can Facebook.
If they claim that you're violating terms of service and posting things that aren't mainstream media is not a violation of terms of service.
Not yet.
And, well, there's not even proposal to make that part of the terms of service.
Look, okay, so I see where you're coming from, Daryl. You're pointing out that the reporting about the fake news and the restrictions that might be placed on it has been bad. It has been misinformation.
Yes.
I'm with you on that. But I don't think that people should trust Facebook. Okay,
right.
So
That was going to, you know, sort of take me into my next step of freedom of speech does not mean that someone must give you a platform and a bullhorn. Freedom of speech just means that the government cannot take your platform and your bullhorn if you own both things.
Right.
I agree with that, too. That's the thing. The platforms, really. Like, for instance, you guys heard of Gab?
It's yes, like I have.
I heard of it. Apparently, it's something that a bunch of sort of conservative alt-right people are running to because they don't like that the racist guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, got kicked off of Twitter.
Is he a racist?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
he's a racist and a bigot.
I'm sorry?
I said Milo's a racist and a bigot, but people give him a pass because he's a gay guy. So they say, he's gay. He can't be a bigot.
What were you saying there, Jason?
He's got some real mixed stuff going on there. I don't really care for him either, but though at least the idea behind the platform is good, you know?
It's supposedly a less restricted, less censored platform. I did go over and sign up for it just to see what, you know, the hubbub was about. The problem that I have with the platform right now is that I can't. There's not like an IFTTT, if then, then that I can hook up to my Facebook for it, at least not as of a few weeks ago. So I'm too lazy to actually go and post in more than one place, so I'll only post on one platform, and then we'll syndicate those posts outward. So right now my account on the Gab platform has just one test post on it, and I think that's about it. But it is good to have different options out there. Go ahead.
I'd just like to finish up my part of this and say, well, you guys are doing some nice work. You guys are definitely very devoted, and Yeah, I definitely wanted to hear you guys bring in, weigh in on what you're thinking.
I've got more to say about Facebook. If you want to hang on for it, you're welcome to. We talked about the fake news aspect, but Facebook's a huge problem in my mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced muscular skeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here on this live New Year's Eve edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you want to save big time over at Amazon, here's the key. You gotta have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, and then you can go to saveitpurse.com and you can save as much as 25 to 30% I just saved 25% on one of the purchases I've been looking to make over at Amazon, and I did that by loading it up over at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. It's super easy to do. I've been using saveatpurse.com for more than 2 years. I've saved over $1,400 when you aggregate all the purchases that I've made together. I've saved 10% on this one, 15% here, 20% there, 25% there, and so it adds up to quite a bit of savings. Stuff I would have bought anyway. So why not knock 10%, 20% off? If you can, you can do it over at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Go and get started there as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll come back around to Facebook here in a moment, but let's get Saul on the line because our last caller dropped off. Saul in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Saul, you're on the air.
Yes. So I would like to answer your question, what Prophet Muhammad teaches about Islam.
Oh, yeah, please.
So, yeah, so it's very important to, like, hear from other people. So this is what Prophet Muhammad taught us, you know.
Basically, are you a Muslim, Saul?
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay.
I am. So Prophet Muhammad taught us how to be good. So how you serve your Lord, how you serve your community. For instance, he teaches about charity, the importance of charity, and he also teaches about prayers, helping people, building your communities, you know. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all his message focus on what matters, you know. So, and, you know, that's what we follow. You know, that's what Islam is about. Islam is not a religion of violence, you know.
I totally know. In fact, I actually pulled up a website. Before you'd even called in, I wanted to come back around to this discussion because I was just talking off the top of my head earlier about the little bit that I know about Islam. But there's a really good site that I, from what I can tell, called MuhammadFactCheck.org that's going to go through a little bit more detail on some of the stuff that, that you just touched on. Now, were you born into Islam or did you convert?
I was born a Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born Muslim, but I went to Catholic schools.
That must have been unusual. So,
yeah, look, I'm from West Africa. So the country I come from, 94% Muslims. So
which country?
The president was Christian for 20 years.
Which country?
Senegal.
Senegal? Okay.
Yes, Senegal. So Muslims and Christians get along, you know?
Sure.
You never hear any issue between Muslims and Christians. Yeah, we you know, we hang out with each other, you know, we marry one another, you see? So,
if the teaching of Muhammad was to go and slaughter Christians and Jews, then there'd be a whole lot more slaughtering around, because otherwise, you know, those people would be in violation of the rules, supposedly. And the fact is, people are peaceful. Muslims are peaceful. The religion is a peaceful religion. There are some extremists, just like there are some radical Christians out there who believe in violence.
Yeah, so true. So perfect, like the Quran teaches us, you know, don't kill anyone. You know, if you kill someone, it's like you kill the entire human, everyone. It's like you kill all humanity. So don't kill anyone, you know. So basically we taught to live good because life is too short, you know. What matters is at the very end. How have you made the life, how have you made life better? You see, how have you helped people, you know? That's what we want people to remember about us. You see? So, but
great
unfortunately,
call.
Other people have their own agenda, you know, that is completely not the teaching of the Prophet.
Absolutely. And those people with those agendas are people who want to see violence. They want to see war. They want to see lies. And, you know, they want to spread those lies. So people get angry. So people will lash out. So people will fight with one another. So those people who are teaching them and leading them can lead themselves into more power over other human beings. That's ultimately what those people are after, is more power and influence and money.
So
and if you're able to scare people, you're able to control people.
Yeah, and you know, that doesn't last long, you know? You know, that doesn't last long. What lasts long is, you know, doing good, you know? Helping the people, you know? You know, instead of, you know, fighting, you know, go do volunteering, you know?
Saul, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good info. That's what the Muslims I know believe. Now, again, there are some radical people out there who do not follow the teachings of Muhammad. They follow, like, radical clerics who have misinterpreted things over the years. In fact, a story over here at MuhammadFactCheck.org does address that. So let me jump into that here. It's MuhammadFactCheck.org. This is myth number 4. So there's a series of myths on the front page of the site, and then you can dig into each myth. There's a detailed explanation with citations as you go through. So if you want to check the source, you can. And, of course, many of the citations are coming directly from the Quran. Here's the story. Did Prophet Muhammad teach Muslims to use terrorism and jihad to spread Islam? This is the big claim, right? This is one of the biggest claims, that the Quran instructs Muslims to kill the infidel and so on and so forth, and like our caller earlier was suggesting. So here's the answer to that. Critics claim that the crux of Islam is an ideology of global war, and that Prophet Muhammad allegedly supported this global war through terrorism and jihad. The Quran has used the word jihad 34 times to express the idea of struggling to the utmost to refine one's self, to improve society, or to defend the freedom of conscience. Accordingly, Prophet Muhammad has, for example, used the word jihad when referring to serving one's parents, refining one's character, performing the Hajj. Now, that's the pilgrimage that Muslims are supposed to take at some point in their lives if they can.
As long as they're able to afford it.
Correct. And physically get there.
Yes.
And defensive war for freedom of conscience. Prophet Muhammad also, after returning from battle, declared the jihad of refining oneself to be superior to jihad to defend the freedom of conscience. He said, quote, "We are returning from the lesser jihad to the greater jihad." The greater jihad, and this is something I learned about when I was looking into Islam and had read the Quran, the greater jihad is your internal struggle. So if you're trying to better yourself, if you're trying to, you know, quit smoking, if you're trying to quit impure thoughts or whatever that internal struggle that you're having with yourself, as many of us have probably had at multiple points in our lifetime, some every day, you know, that is the greater jihad.
That right. And I think the Buddhist and most of the Eastern philosophies, if you will, would say it's the struggle between the yin and the yang.
Sure. Which, of course, again, can be a lesser or greater thing. It can be internal and external. Yin and yang can mean more than something inside of you as well, as I understand it. But the sort of dichotomies or countering forces in the world. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, as well as those that are inside oneself. As above, so below, as some might say. But there's more here from the Muhammad Fact Check. And you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here on New Year's Eve. You can join us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free to join us here on this live Saturday edition, New Year's Eve episode of Free Talk Live with me, Ian.
And me, Daryl.
Coming up here in 2017, how about a New Year's resolution to sleep better? I mean, it's one thing you can to say that you want to sleep better. It's another thing to actually take steps towards it. One of the most important steps you can take this coming year is to try the MyPillow. It may very well be the best pillow you'll ever use. I think it's great. I've been using it since earlier in 2016, as have you, Daryl. You can go and get one for yourself or more than one by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. You get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It is up to you. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable, so you can actually put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that, and it's guaranteed to last 10 years. So a 10-year warranty, plus within the first 60 days, if you don't like it for some reason, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, just go ahead and send it back to them, and they'll send you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get the special offer of one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com with code FTL. We're going to get back into Facebook and immigration. We've touched on those subjects, and I think both of them deserve a little bit more discussion. If we get the chance, of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about kind of this mythology, these lies about the religion of Islam and Muslims out there that we hear about every now and then here on Free Talk Live, and somebody called in tonight. Now, most of the people who are saying this stuff are just parroting what they've heard somewhere else.
Yes.
They're not specifically trying to... The average person who says, Muslims are a religion of hate, or Muslims are, or Islam's a religion of violence. Muslims are the followers, Islam's a religion. Anyway, and the average person who says that, they don't really know what they're talking about. They haven't done any real studying. They've probably never actually spoken to a Muslim, or at least knew that they were speaking to a Muslim. So they likely don't have much personal experience with the topic, with the exception of having heard something on the radio or on television. So I don't blame people like that for spreading misinformation as much as I do the people who are originating that that misinformation. And a lot of that misinformation came a long time ago by people who, you know, were not Muhammad. And we'll get into that here from MuhammadFactCheck.org. The question is, did Prophet Muhammad teach Muslims to use terrorism and jihad to spread Islam? Now, by the way, just in case you're just tuning in, I am not a Muslim. Daryl, you are not a Muslim.
Correct.
But we're both friends with Muslims.
Yes.
And so we've had conversations with them. We've had long conversations on the air with some of those folks, like Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. And so this is information that we're somewhat familiar with. Anyway, going on here, this is cited information. You can take the time to dig into the citations if you want at MuhammadFactCheck.org. So it says here the Quran actually prohibits fighting against any peaceful group. Period. Repeatedly, it also underscores the importance of freedom of conscience. That's something that we libertarians can really appreciate.
Yes.
In fact, it's actually in the New Hampshire Constitution, as a
yes.
matter of fact. Number going on here, it also permits fighting only to uphold the freedom of conscience and to defend oneself against an aggressor. So defensive violence is acceptable. If there is somebody who's trying to hurt you, hurt your family, or destroy your freedom, then you have the ability to fight back against those people. The Quran, as mentioned previously, also states that no single religion can monopolize salvation, believe it or not, and also endorses ecumenism. Now, I don't know what that is. Do you know what ecumenism is?
Can you spell that? Because I think you might be mispronouncing
it. I'm probably mispronouncing it. Ecumenism. According to Google, is the principle or aim of promoting unity among the world's Christian churches. So it endorses that.
Okay, I've never heard ecumenism, but I have heard ecumenical, which I'm guessing this is a root of, which, something that is universal.
So instead of relying on the Quran and a hadith, which are sayings of...
Hadith.
Normally I don't see it with an A in front of it. This has it spelled A-H-A-D-I-T-H. A hadith. Anyway, those are the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. The critics often cite Abul Ala Maududi, cleric and founder of Pakistan's extreme right-wing religio-political party, Jamaat-e-Islami. No doubt influenced by the philosophy of medieval clerics, Maududi divided the world into two houses and preached violence against non-Muslims and also against Muslims with whom he disagreed. But not only do Maududi's views contradict the Holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad also and proactively condemned such clerics. Their clerics will be the worst creatures under the heaven. Discord will rise from them and will come right back to them. I think that's an excerpt from, number 16 here. That would be Al-Bahaqi, as quoted in something somewhere. Anyway, you can look at it when you want. In my ummah, followers in an era of fear will come, and people will turn to their clerics for guidance, but will find them as monkeys and swine. So predictions about the clerics, basically, that these guys were going to be no good. A time will come when there will be nothing left of knowledge. People will make the ignorant their leaders and will seek guidance from them in matters of religion. These leaders will issue fatwas, which means edicts, without any knowledge. They will themselves be misguided and will lead others astray. So these are some quotes from a few different places to, again, indict some of these clerics. Anyway, it goes on here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. John is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Yes, sir. I had the privilege
of living with Saudis and Pakistanis and people from India as a very young man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quran, from my understanding that I was taught, and I was raised in a Christian home, a Baptist home, and they're very peaceable people. And one of the stories I haven't heard tonight on the radio was Muhammad, of course, you know, he was illiterate, but when his uncle died from the family business, he married his aunt. Fine. But he was also murdered in Medina. And of all things, when his murderers came to seek him out in the cave, the story related to me was a chameleon nodded, and what had happened was his murderers had killed him, and he was born and he was murdered in Medina. But the point I want to give across to the listeners, they're very peaceable people, because I would not have gone as a young man of 19 years of age, and even later on in my life, I'm in my mid-50s now,
mm-hmm.
and have very good relations with the Hindu and Indian and Pakistanis. But I will say this, in the Quran, I have read, and they would always refer to me as the Englishman, they would always, repeat and repeat throughout the Quran, they would always warn their enemies before they would attack. If they were going to attack a certain village or a certain group of people, they would first warn them, but they're very peaceable. Oh my God.
Well, Muhammad was only involved in defensive conflicts, as I understand it. But let's actually bring somebody on here who might know a little bit more than I do about this. That's Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Will, any comments on John's thoughts here so far?
Well, from what I've heard, I mean, I literally just got done with Family Night and movies and all that good stuff and turned you guys on, so I've only heard a few minutes, but
he's only been on for a couple minutes here.
Well, just what I've heard, as far as the timeline is concerned, he's all over the map. Khadija did not marry the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the same year that Abu Talib died. As a matter of fact, Khadija and
Let's talk
Abu
about
Talib.
That coming up here. Hang on, Will. We're going to bring you back if you got time. It's Free Talk Live.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's New Year's Eve. We're here with you, live with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl over on his website, Liberty Lobby. .info. It is a place where you can go to learn more about his efforts to apparently try to read every single piece of legislation coming out of the New Hampshire State House. I mean, that's not ultimately what you want to do, but you are right now
that's part of what I'm doing.
You are the number one legislative reader at the moment. You've read upwards of 100 so far?
Close to. Officially reviewed, I believe, 79... 80 bills.
He reads them, so you don't have to. Go to libertylobby.info, and you do more than read the bills. You also rate them on whether or not they are liberty-oriented.
Rate them. If it's something especially egregious, I'll contact the sponsor and tell them, you know, some of the problems with their bill.
Yep.
If it's a good bill that, you know, could be improved by a simple tweak of a word or two, I'll contact the sponsor and inform them of that as well.
You'll also show up at the State House and testify at the appropriate time, either in favor of it or against various different pieces of legislation.
Yes.
And this is your first year as a real lobbyist, as a paid lobbyist. You were doing this stuff before, but you were doing it on your own dime.
Right.
Now you're hoping to get people to back you up, and a lot of them have.
Yes.
And you can back Daryl's efforts up. We're going to hear more about it as time goes on, like what's going on, because we've yet to really get into high gear into the political season in here in New Hampshire, at the very least as far as the testifying and the hearings go.
Committee hearings will begin in
a couple weeks.
About a week and a half, I think.
That soon, huh?
All right.
So I guess we're going to be going up there pretty soon. So go to libertylobby.info. You can get behind Daryl's efforts there and learn more. There's going to be blog posts and stuff that you're going to be making.
Yes, blog posts, videos. Might just take – I've got a mobile voice recorder. I might take that and set it up because, you know, a lot easier to edit audio than to edit video.
It takes a lot less time, no doubt about it. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, joining us here via Skype, and I know you said you just wrapped up with your family, Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. I appreciate you calling in here tonight. It's been an on-again, off-again topic here throughout the show so far, and that is, you know, the allegations that Muslims are somehow violent people, that, you know, that Muhammad taught violence in aggression, you know, in aggressive ways instead of just in defensive posture. And we have John in Virginia Beach on the line. He had called in just before you did. So you've heard, I think, most of his call. And one of the things that he said was, or that he suggested, I'm going to bring him back on the line here, was that that Muhammad taught people to warn people before they would go out and attack them. But so I understood it, Muhammad did not go out and attack people. He and his followers were defending themselves against attack. Isn't that true, Will Coley?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The Meccans attempted to invade Medina, and they fought a defensive war against Medina.
And who were the Meccans? Were they the pagans? Who were they?
They were the pagan tribes that they were the, I guess you would call them the Arab equivalency of the aristocracy in Europe.
Okay.
It was a group of tribal elders who controlled the lives and wealth of an entire community, and it was kind of Mad Max-ish, I guess you could say, as far as the power structure was concerned. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and said, you know, that that wasn't appropriate, and that, you know, patrilineal monarchy type leadership was inappropriate, that the oppression of minorities was wrong, that the using of women as a form of currency was wrong, the inheriting of wives was wrong.
Yeah, the Muslim religion, as I understand it, Islam, was actually kind of progressive for its time. Now, people looking back on it would say that compared to today, it's not. But, you know, for its time, it was actually an advancement for women in a lot of ways.
Yes, yes. And actually, very sadly, the quote-unquote Muslim world itself has regressed quite a bit since the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You actually have Imam Malik, who lived close to not quite 150 years after the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he talks about women from certain tribes still walking bare-breasted in the marketplaces in Medina because that was their culture and that was their way, and so that was what they did, you know, and that you actually had Muslim scholars that were complaining that it hadn't been outlawed by Muhammad or any of those who had succeeded him immediately after his death. So, you know, that idea of that kind of freedom was completely lost over the course of the last 1400 years and was traded in for a, you know, authoritarianism, total centralized control.
Sounds like a lot of conservatives where they want to ban women from being able to walk around on a beach without a top.
Well, the idea was whatever was appropriate to a culture is what they would be held accountable to. So if your culture now, accepted homosexuality...
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The only thing I want to interject with this conversation, as a young man of 19... When I went to Saudi, I was working in a seaport called Jeddah. And I couldn't do anything, couldn't say anything. But I witnessed a young lady that was no more than 12 or 13 years of old, an old man, cross the street with a cane to physically beat a young lady. Now, she was covered from head to toe, from sleeves to legs, and her only punishment was her ankles were not properly covered. So if your feet are not covered in the Muslim world and you're talking about they're running around bare-breasted and everything, I'm not swallowing that. I'm sorry.
He's not talking about right now. He's talking about in the time of Muhammad.
We're talking about historic precedent that is being discussed by scholars that lived in the 8th century. We're not talking about 2016, 2017. I'm talking about when Imam Malik.
No, this has been 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
No, there's a huge difference between 30 years ago and hundreds of years ago. What Will's talking about happened hundreds of years ago.
1300 years ago.
Yeah.
A book that was written like 150 years after Muhammad died, Imam Malik, he's the father of the Maliki school of Islamic jurisprudence, like the second largest school of Islamic jurisprudence in Sunni Islam. The father of that school complained in his book that, it was still happening, that women were still walking bare-breasted in the marketplace from these certain tribes. Ethiopians is what they're referred to, but there's African tribes. They trade in Mecca because it's a trading center, and they still walk bare-breasted in the marketplace 150 years after the death of Muhammad, and he was lamenting this because Muhammad hadn't outlawed it. And the people who succeeded him immediately, they call the Rashidun, they hadn't outlawed it either. And Imam Malik was complaining about the fact that he had to see this because he was, you know, that whole conservative Muslim thing, you know, like, oh, well, I, you know, sexual is, and he basically was the beginning of what we saw that eventually turned into the sister dungeon and the laws that enforce burqa and things like that in Saudi Arabia. So, like, the beginning of that was 1,300 years ago, where people started complaining about things, basically, that they knew better than the way that Muhammad had left things.
John,
the way Muhammad left things, it was each culture should decide amongst themselves what's appropriate for them. And if you don't belong to a different culture, that culture shouldn't try to force its social values onto you.
Well, and we've seen so many different religions where the prophet or the individual who started that religion, they die, and then things just start to go off the rails after that as these other people seeking power or influence come in and bring their own interpretations to the forefront. John, thanks for your call tonight. Will, do you want to stick with us for another call here?
Sure.
All right. Well, Coley's with us from Muslims. The number 4liberty.org. If you want to dial in, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. We've got Matt. He's in Lynchburg listening to WLNI in Virginia. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I disagree with your show most of the time, but I really respect the fact that you do take a variety of callers and many callers. So keep that
Thank
up.
You.
I appreciate that. You know, you talk about websites that make Islam look like such a wonderful thing. I have a website I'd like to offer your listeners to go to, and you yourself. It's called TheReligionOfPeace.com, and it details all the violence and killings all over the world from Muslims.
And all right. Well, stand by, Matt, because I've heard of that site before, and Will, as an actual Muslim, I suspect you've heard of it as well.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to hang through the news and address that, Will?
Sure. Right. They're one of the popular Orientalist sites on the web.
Hang on. Also, Matt, stick with us. We'll continue on.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now, and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.